you see, of faith. You are in sound body and mind and intellect. You should have tried to see God, you see, to solve this mystery of life. But instead of doing that, you have been only engaging yourself in all matters which were not so important as of knowing your own self. Man is composed of, you see, physical body, intellect and soul. Man is engaged in the outer pursuits relating to the physical body, its maintenance, its environments, family life, social life and political life. He spends most of his time in that. And he has dwelt that way, no doubt. He spends most of his time further to the intellectual attainments. He has become an intellectual giant, no doubt. But the third side, we are souls, you see. We know little or nothing about our own selves. That is the most important. The latter, first two things only hinge on that, you see, depend on these two. When you leave the body, where are your possessions left? You see? The true profit of life is to know oneself. Understand the true profit of life. What does it profit a man if he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? These outer possessions is not the end-all and be-all of our lives. These were to be had only for use, to make the best use of them. Body is given to you, outer possessions, wealth, etc. is given to you just to make out the best of them, you see. In the way, to know yourself and to know God. When you had a sound body, at that time, instead of devoting your some time to the unravelment of the mystery of life, you simply devoted all time to the maintenance of your body and its environment or intellectual attainments. And that is all you have done. You have done little or nothing in the way of knowing yourself, who you are, what you are. Theoretically, no doubt, we have done so much. We have learned so many philosophies about all these subjects. But practically, we do not know who we are. Can we analyze ourselves? Can we know the indweller of the house? Can we leave the body at will? Is our inner eye open to see the light of God? These are the practical subjects. We have put in little or no time for that, I would say. We are simply remain satisfied with the observance of the outer rituals or formalism of the various social religions. That is, of course, the elementary step just to pave the road to spirituality, but that is, strictly speaking, not spirituality. That is just preparing the ground for something higher. You are only preparing the ground and not seeing the reality for which you did all this in your life. You have not reaped the full fruit of having the body of a man, you see. So in man's body you had to know yourself, the most important subject and unfortunately the most ignored. Whenever you ask anybody, you see, well, are you just doing something in the way of your knowing self? I have got no time. I'm engaged. I've got service to do. That's all. That's one part of the show. Master, don't say that you leave off everything and go to the jungles and devote whole time to that. At least they want, you see. You must be perfect all round, physically, intellectually, and spiritually too. So that's the most important side of the man which we are ignoring, you see. Our pursuits in this way is only restricted to reading some scriptures, attending some holy places of worship, doing certain form of rituals or formalism, and that is all. This is, of course, necessary, again I would say, to remain in some social body is a blessing. But that's only the stepping stone, not the end all and be all of life. The main aim of life, highest aim of life, is to know oneself and know God. Know thyself. If you know yourself practically, you can analyze yourself, who you are, what you are, only then you will be in a position to know, to see, to come in contact with that great reality which you call God. Not before. That is why Master did not lay first knowing God before you, but they first did say, know yourself, who you are. Because unless you know yourself, you cannot know the over-self. It is the soul that has to realize and see God, not your mind or intellect. We are now taking help from the intellect, you see. Reasoning is the help and reasoning the bar. In a constrictive way, try to understand, come to some conclusion that what is what. When you arrive at some conclusion, then act up to it, see what is that. That's the main mission of life, main object in view before each man. So, Kabir says, look here, you have been sleeping throughout, so far, whatever days have passed, those have been just gone in vain. You have not done what you should have done. You have been simply devoting time only to the physical and intellectual attainments and not to know yourself, who you are. Had you done that now, you would have peaceful life here and the hereafter. Master, whenever they came past, they always talked to you about this latter part of the show which you have ignored so much. They have been awakening us to this reality. So this is why Kabir also lays this so great stress on that. Well, look here, you have been simply enjoying, just devoting your whole time to the two things and not to knowing yourself, who you are, what you are. And that is sad. You see, after all, you have to leave the body. When you leave the body, this body and all its environments are left here. Who is it which has to go along with you? Have you ever thought of it? Never. Eat, drink and be merry, and that is all our aim to the majority of men with us. And if at all we do something, you see, go to the holy places of worship, in all social religions, I'm talking as a man, you see, there the object of our going and just saying some prayers or remembering God, the object in view is not to know God or see God, but the main object is how can we realize or have the worldly things. Our son is sick. We are poor. We want money. All out of God, pray, give us that. So our true God is the wealth of the world, not God. We are praying God only to have something of the world. We care more for the world than for God, you see. So, if we do pray God for worldly things, it is apparent that we are the lovers of the world and not of God. We are simply God that as a helping factor to have the worldly things. The true attachment lies with the worldly things, not of God, you see. So this is what Kabir is playing. Enjoying Jana, look here, what have you been doing? As if when your body was sound, you are instead of engaging your whole time to the outward thing, you should have also shared some time for the higher things too. Because after all, you have to leave the body someday. All those who came in the past, they left the bodies. Even the saints left the bodies. Even the kings, high and low, that is a fate which each one has to pass through. We are also to leave the body. That's the point. Have we ever thought over it? Intellectually we do know. We see with our eyes. But we are not convinced the least. If we, that subject, you see, just had gone at home in us, we must have striven to do something. I just got you in my life, quite young, when I was, say, about 16 years of age, I had some awakening from the very childhood, but still I came across just a dying man. He was just at his deathbed, my inner vision was clear, I saw he is going, I sat by his side, and just was wondering, what is that to leave this body now, which is in me? I could not differentiate at the time. Just before my eyes I saw that man left the body, just met each of his relations and left the body. He was no more. Body was there. I was just differentiating what is that which has left from that, left that body, and that is still with me. Intellectually I could, but practically I could not. So we took the body of the dead man on our shoulders and took it to the cremation place. It so happened that there was one tomb over there, you see, and there was some inscription over that, and that inscription said, look here, O man, in what state of mind you are going, we are just like you someday. We are lying now here. That further went home, you see, in my mind, what is that? At least what is it which leaves? When we further went over to the cremation place, we found two dead bodies just on the pyre, just their faces were open, you see, let others see at the last view of them. And one was the old man and the quite young, two years before me, you see. Oldest man was a white bearded man and the other was quite young, 20 years old. Two scenes were before me, well, there is no escape from that. But when I just consider on my own self, what is that has left there and that is still in me, I could not differentiate. I am owning all that fact, you see. This thing led me to books, to scriptures. I found references in the books, what is that leaves the body. Except if you be born anew, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Die, learn dying while living. Learn to die while living. These are the teachings given in the books, in the scriptures. But how to do it, that I didn't know. In that search I sought through books of the various religions, holy scriptures. That mystery could not be solved, you see. Good references were there. But when I came to the feet of my master Bhava Samsingi at Vyas, he showed me how to transcend the body. He gave me first an experience. Here it is, you are not the body, come up. And I saw. And what I have learned, that you see, the people are now having that thing. So my point of view, just laying before you, is that we have to leave the body. This is the mystery of life. We are not the bodies, you see. We have to leave it someday. We have to just while alive enter in this body and see the most precious thing in it, that power of God working through us. He is living in us. He is residing in us. When the inner eye was opened, we could see. Even now we can see under proper guidance and care, help. So this is what Kabir is laying very much on, stress on that point, because that is the most important, concerns every man as a mad problem. It is before each one of us, and we have to solve this mystery, irrespective where we live or where, to what social body we belong, that makes no difference. Sleeping, you see, wake up and see where is your God. God is within you. Is it with you still? They say this guy resides in every heart, in the soul of our souls. Just why not wake up and see for your own self if it is there? Has he left you? Is your inner eye not open to see him? How bad fate you are having? In man's body you had to do that thing, and you are engaged in only outer things and have little or no time for this most important subject, without the raveling, unraveling of which you are nowhere. Kabir says, who can wake up, you see? Only he whom God favors. Blind man cannot catch any man who has got eyes, you see. If the eyed man, I would say, come around and just give his hand into the hand of the blind man, only then he can find out. It is only through the grace of God that he just condescends, I would say, to come near you and catch you, put you on the way. And what is that hand, you see? He comes through the pole of somebody and catches you on the, puts you on the way. All saints and masters who came in the past, they said like that, their Father is working in me, you see, through me. Philip once asked, well, that would have satisfied us if you had only shown us your Father. And it is written that he grew a bit indignant over it and said, look here, I have been so long with you, you have not been able to see that what I did, that was the Father, at the instant of Father I was doing, you see. It was not I. But don't you see, who has seen me has seen my Father. I and my Father are one, is what they say. So whenever God condescends, you see, to just put any man on the way, he just works through some pole on which he is working, you see, I say. Who is the mouthpiece of God, he brings him into contact with that. So he says, whoever has seen God, he is put on the way by God just at the pole, contacting the pole where he is working. So this is what Kabir said. Now I will place you another hymn from Guru Arjuna the Sixth. And see each one what they have to say on this subject. Thank you. Body is just put on the glamour. You are not the bodies. You are the indweller of the bodies. But we have so much identified ourselves with the body due to mind and outgoing faculties that we have become as it were the bodies and doing all things from the level of the body. How great delusion it is, you find. Now it is a fact. We see with our own eyes. I think we might have gone with some funeral to the burial place and must have seen, you see, many of us, how the body is put underground. That is the body just as you are wearing on. So whole body of this respect is due to the indweller of the house that you are. Have you known yourself? That's what. You are not the body. The 5 and 6 feet high stature is not what we are. We are the inner man. There are great possibilities in us. Macrocosm is in the microcosm. We can transcend the body. We can traverse into the higher planes at will. But unfortunately, we know little or nothing about this phase of the soul. Fate of the soul. Now this question concerns each one of us, whether irrespective to what social body we belong, that makes no difference. Body, the first companion we had when we came into the world, born, you see, first companion in life. And when you leave, body leaves you before, and with it all outward possessions and everything. All your relations, they leave you, or you leave them sometimes. So they are just putting that thing before you, well, you are not the body. So long as you are in the body is moving, you are eating, drinking, just helping others, this and that thing, you are doing so many things. When the indweller of the body is gone, well, who cares for the body? Safety say, or put it in the ground, I'll leave, because we, well, dear friend, we have got no time to wait, hurry up. Even one night over, they won't keep you. In India, it is a custom just as soon as the body, you see, man leaves the body, dies, his body is just put to the flames, the earliest possible, within 2, 3, 4 hours. And also, they might keep you for a day or 2 or 3 at the most. After all, body cannot be kept long. If at all you keep it, that's the only indweller is gone, you see. That indweller we have to know. That is knowing yourself, who you are, what you are. Now you see, this has no concern, this subjective side of things. Unless we solve that mystery, we are nowhere. We cannot be at peace. You may belong to any social religion you like. Elementary steps you may take anywhere you like. Have ethical life, which is stepping stone to spirituality, but unless or until you solve this mystery of life by your own self, you are not at peace, you see. You are always afraid of death. Where to go, nobody knows. I have come to America, you see, just now. And this is my first trip over here. But when I will go back and anybody says, I have to go to America, all right, I have seen that place, most happening. Similarly, if you could transcend the body at will and go into the beyond, you see, see those elements you experience now, then when you leave the body, oh, most welcome, come on. This is what Kabir says. Name of death, which deadens, you see, puts awe in everybody's mind. When I hear the name of death, I am overjoyed, you see, because I see what is death, how to go beyond. By leaving the body, I'll yet just unite with the God forever, never to come back. This is though uttered by those who have solved this mystery of life. And what to speak of us, with all our intellectual attainments and knowing theories, so many, with all our philosophies at our command, with all that we are afraid of death. Because we do not know how to transcend the body and just have the experience of the beyond, that's all. If we do come up, you see, under the guidance of someone, then you will become a conscious co-worker of the divine plan, and you will have a life which is everlasting. when you see this fate of the man, you see naturally, what is it, O God? What is all this mystery? Where you are? Where do you dwell? We are only, these are temporary abodes. We are here. We are, after all, come to your feet, in your presence, holy presence. How beautiful that would be. So that very fact, you see, just what you say, takes out the thought of the worldly things from within you. You know that you have to leave the body. Your whole life will be changed, you see. Now we have forgotten, you see. We don't know we have to leave the body or not. That is why we are doing so many lower things, you see. We are addicted to, I think, falling prey to the sensuous pleasures and other things. If we know we have to leave the body, after all, you'll wake up. Suppose you are just told you are leaving at cell, say, 10 and 10, 12 in the night today, be prepared, what will she do? There is no fixed time for that, at least there is, no doubt, but we do not know. If the man is cut off, you see, just going back, or just going into the bath, or while sleeping, never arise again, you see. That's what we ever fate. If we know that we have to go, then I think we will prepare for at every moment. You see? So this is, says that when we saw this fate of life, you see, naturally thought awakens in the way, what is some other life? Who is it that leaves the body? Where has it to go? How to go? So this is the mystery of life that we have to solve at the feet of some master who has done it. He will show you things of the hereafter, you see. How to transcend the body, have experience of the beyond. Yes. So long as the Lord of your body that you are reside in the body, everybody respects you, come on dear friend, sit down, have this thing, have that thing. But once that Lord leaves the body, you see, who cares for you? They might have respect for your body for a day or two, they will put you under the ground and consume into fire and finish off. We have no time to waste, he would say, people say like that. So the respect of the body is only on account of the indweller of the house, the Lord of the body, with which the body is living, you see. That you are. So long as that is with the body, everybody respects you. When that leaves the body, they just try to put you on the ground or to consume to the fire as soon as possible. She knows all the duties to be done by her, because she had learned at his father's home. But if she had not learned that, what will be her fate? This is an example, worldly example he is giving, just to show, well, you are so long as you are in this world, if you know, like to know the things of the hereafter, what you should do? Go over to some master. You see, he will show you the things of the hereafter, teach you how to transcend. What will be your fate over there? Those things he will tell you here, in this life too. just as the Gurulang Sal about harassment and other things before married away at his father's house. Similarly, you can learn of the things beyond, you see, of the hereafter at the feet of some master. Sit at his feet, he will show you the things of the hereafter, teach you. How can you be beloved of your Lord? How can you create his love in you here? You see?
Take us to the battleground and put it underground, finished.
We have been attached to the body, to all its outer environments, resultant. We must remain attached there and hover around those places to which we are attached, because we have known little about our own self. We have not known our own self. We have been sleeping, you see, all through life, working at the pole of body, become as it were quite identified with the body in the world, thinking this is everlasting life we are passing, but the time does come when you have to leave the body, no exception to the rule. And if there is any eviction order issued, I say from government, or they evict the South, what they do? They simply, if you do not obey, they simply throw out your goods and chattels outside, you see. There may be that, maybe some, I mean, delay in carrying out that order in the world. You might be able to approach somebody so that that order may be held in abeyance. But when the order once issued from God, they know, you see, no stay on that, you see. That will come to pass. We have to leave the body. And those who have not known how to leave the body at will, they are in a very bad agony, you see. Haven't you seen any man dying? What does he do? He just, stretching his arms, legs, sometimes his eyes upturned, some downward, sometimes his face is changed, like anything is passing to the excruciating agony, you see. Had you solved that thing in life, this thing of death would have gone. This is what Guruji lays stress on. You see, our routine has been like that. Those who do not know themselves, they have not the first experience with their own self, they will meet that fate. Each one of us, no matter to what social body you belong, that makes no difference. This is a mystery that you have to solve for your own self. The son cannot solve for the father, and father cannot solve for the son. Of course, because, why? Because they are also in the same fate, you see. They have not known themselves. Only a master can help you at the time, even in life, how to transcend the body, and even at the time of death, he will just give you an impetus. You will have no pain. If at all anybody can help you while in life, or even at the end of your life, it is only a master who is adept in that science. He will give you help here and here after both. So this is why, what is the subject of the thing which is now going to be laid before you. Our own eyes, people, something is leaving the body and we are just putting those body on the ground and consuming to flames with all that seeing. If we do not care to solve this mystery for ourselves, either we are the most stock ignorant, you see, stock fools, I would say, or quite a child who has no sense of his own what is what. You must be either one of the two. Either you are quite no sense in your head, you are idiot. Because you see things and don't do. When a man sees I have to leave the body, others are leaving and I have to leave, he does not care to solve that mystery of death. What is he? Guru Arjan says, either he is an idiot. He has no sense in his brain. And if he at all has something, it's quite a young boy. He has no care for it. Any of the two, you must be one of them. In life you had to know yourself and create love for God, had to know God. That's the highest aim in life of man. And it is only the man's life in which it is thy turn to meet God. If you do not do, and don't even solve the mystery of your life to know God, well, either you are one of the two. Either an idiot or quite a child who does not understand what is good for me. Yeah. contact with some master soul, you see. He will tell you things of the hereafter and how to transcend the body, how to have victory of the dead. You will have, even in life you will be all joyful, even at death you will be going all joy, with all joy. This mystery can be solved only not by the reading books alone, mind that, but through somebody who has the experience of that and can give you an experience now, not hereafter, after that. Of course, reading scriptures is the first elementary step that gives us, creates in us an interest for higher life and knowing all these things. But until you come in contact with somebody who has an experience of all that, you cannot have that experience yourself. It is given in the books, no doubt. We are fortunate we have got so many scriptures at our hand of all those masters who came in the past. Whoever contacted them, they did solve the mystery at the time, you see. But now also we need somebody, you see, who has that experience and can give you that experience now, how to transcend the body, you see. How to have the first an experience with yourself and how to have contact with the over self. So he says, if you would just care to sit and find out and sit at the feet of some master who knows all these things practically and can give you personal experience thereof, only then you will be happy here and hereafter. You will always enjoy, you see. Because you know how to transcend the body. You are looking all these worldly things from the angle of your soul, not from the angle of your body. You make the best use of your body in all environments and just try to solve that mystery which everybody has before him, you see. When you solve the mystery, there's no sting of death left. So he said, what you should do? Just meet some master. Sit at the feet of some master who will put you on the way to religion stars where the world philosophy lies. ABC of the teaching of this master start only when you transcend the body, you see. ABC starts only from there. With all your intellectual attainments, you cannot have ingress to it, you see, unless you transcend the body. We have to make the best use of all our intellectual attainments. Reading is the help, no doubt. But all the time reasoning with not having that thing which you have reasoned out, you see, come to some conclusion, not have personal experience with that, you are nowhere. So, to make the best out of your human life is just to sit at the feet of somebody who has solved this mystery for himself and can help you and is competent to give you personal experience how to transcend into beyond. That's all. Very simple thing. The man who has not done that for himself, he doesn't know how to transcend the body, is a very intellectual man. He will make you an intellectual man, no doubt. If you go to a doctor, he will give you all knowledge about the physical body, no doubt. And that also to the extent he is expert in that. But if you go to him and tell him, all right, please tell me how to transcend the body, they will never be able to tell you all that. Because he himself has not solved that problem. In this state of affairs, who is there who can help you? That's the point. Can your wife help you or your husband help you in that way? Can your son, your friend, your money, your possessions can help you in that way? No. Your relations, friends, all in the same fate with you, in the same boat with you. Unless you come and sit at the feet of somebody who has solved this for himself and he is competent to give you an experience of how to ingress, you see, go ahead, transcend into beyond, only then you know the things for your own self. So Christ is saying, fortunate you are, because your eyes see, your ears hear. what things you see and what things you hear. He says even the prophets did all their effort to see them, but they had not a good fortune to see those things which you see. Even the guidance and help by Christ. You are fortunate, you are asked. The prophets have been after that, and they are not able to see things what you are seeing. These words were given up by Christ. Already when your inner eyes open, you see for your own self. God is light, no doubt. All scriptures say, all masters in the past also say, but do you see light? That's part. They say, except ye be born anew, you cannot see the kingdom of God. That's true. But can you be born into the other world? Can you transcend the body? This is a practical thing, I tell you. Theory precedes practice, no doubt. All theory and no practice leads you nowhere. Read scriptures carefully, attentively. What is given there? They speak of only these things. The masters have given their valuable experiences which they had in their life with the self and with the over self. That's the main part of their scriptures you'll find. But we read through them, we do not know the right import of them because those are not learnt at the feet of somebody who has known the beyond. That's it. Masters see and then say, what is given in the past by the past masters is the one that you can experience even today. I'll give you some references from their teachings, not today. Only the first day, only to show their values of life. Two values of life, yeah. This is why now I'm putting before you see. The true value of life is in knowing yourself, who you are, what you are. Yes, go on. Says, O man, thou hast come to the world to reap the full profit of life. Where are you engaged in fruitless things? You have to leave the body after all. What are you doing? You had come to had the body of a man, and it was thy turn to know yourself and to know God. You were engaging yourself so far only in having the things of the world, of the physical body and all its environment. You did nothing to fulfill the purpose for which you had come. Why are you doing these trifling things? Now that's the thing from the angle of vision. A master sees the thing. When you just fly in the air, biggest town on earth look like clouds of earth, you see. From the height of, say, 10,000 feet or 15,000 feet, when you see the city of New York or Washington, it is just small, very insignificant, tiny thing lying on earth, you see. So when you reach those heights, the worldly things appear to be insignificant in your eyes. He says, you had come for some higher profit, so you should have reached them. What does it profit a man if he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? Yes. Like a sympathetic father tells the children, well, dear friend, what you have been given the opportunity in the body of a man to know yourself, to know God. Instead of that, you are simply engaging yourself in very trifling matters. Why are you doing that? Yes. Okay.
Oh.
putting to death everybody. All these birds and animals and this and that. And you enjoy all that. Whereas the commandment has been there from all the master, kill not. You see? Don't even think evil of others. What are you doing? And while just killing others, you simply enjoy them. They are just like as you are, you see, going round in various incarnations. Have pity on yourself. What are you doing? God resides in everything, is it not? In all creation and everywhere. If you like to meet God, if you just kill others, you see, or just harm others, think always harming others, you must observe complete non-violence in word, deed and thought, because God resides in every heart. First commandment, you see, is love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And the second comes, love thy neighbor as thyself. Are these animals not your neighbors? They are the creation. God is living in everybody, resides in everywhere. There is no place where there is no God, you see. If you have to love God, you have to love all creation. You have no love for the creation, how can you have love for God? God is love, you see. Those who love God, love all creation, they only can know God, because God is love. So these two commandments, you see, hang, you see, on these all hang all other commandments. And we do not care for all these things. We simply say our bodies can be maintained by this and that thing. Well, look here, I will give you an example of the elephant, how strong his feet, but does he eat all this by killing others? No, not the least.
मुक्ते से ही पालिए जे सच्चा नाम समाल मुक्ते से ही पालिए जे सच्चा नाम समाल
नाओ गुरुआचन Lays down, you see, if you would like to liberate yourself from the entanglement or tentacles of the mind and matter, then what you should do? There is a divine link in each heart, in everybody. That is termed by the name Word. In the beginning was the Word, you see. Word was with God and Word was God. That is termed by the name of Naam, Shabda, Arhai Shabda, Kalama and other things like that. That will form a subject of the talk which I have to deliver on day after tomorrow, detail. That is divine link in each one of you, and that if you transcend the body and contact with that, that will lead you back to God. That power emanates from God. If you catch hold of that, be in contact with that, just like an electric lift, if you stand on that, you go up of itself and reach that, where that's the highest goal before you. He says, if you would like to liberate yourself from all outward entanglements, from the body and all outward attachments, you should just learn to contact within you with the divine link which is in every heart within you. Where it is, how can we contact that divine link? That is the subject that will be given to you day after tomorrow. Quoting your references from all holy scriptures, whether of the East or the West, you will see that there is only one common thought parallel to all. So he says, those who have divine link within, with the grace of the Master, then they are liberated forever, never to return.
जो कर छड दुआवना सोल का मन माए
see on the important, look here, you have to leave the body. You have to leave all outer mansions and palaces and houses you have built for living, and all other possessions and wealth. The house that you have leave one day, and you are doing all, putting in every moment of life in maintaining that. How long will it continue? You have to leave this body someday in all these environments. And after all, after leaving, you have to go somewhere. Where? Nobody knows. You have never cared for that thing. Where? After all, leaving the body, where shall we go? Have you cared, ever paused for a moment to consider that point? The one that leaves the body, where does it go? Have you ever gravely considered this most important point? You are engaging yourself, your whole attention in maintaining the body which you have to leave one day in this environment. Master, do not mean that you should not maintain your body. That's a house, that's a temple of God, keep it clean from outside and inside. See, that's a true temple of God. But make the best use of it. You have to see that light of God within you already now. Not to wait till after that. So you have to leave the body. Well, dear friend, you are engaged all the time in just maintaining outward things, physical and other things. And you do not care a fig, I would say, for what is to come hereafter, where have you to go and who is to go. You are just imprisoned, you see, in this body. You cannot leave the body at will. You do not know how to leave the body at will. And if you want to release yourself from the tentacle of body, what you should do? Well, sit at the feet of someone. He'll show you how to transcend the body, come above the body. He will give you first an experience the very day. Only those who sit at the feet of the Master, they have that experience. All others, men with all their intellectual attainments, they can be without it altogether. This is what Maulana Rumi has prayed, you see. He says, who is there who can take the soul of the body, go up, leave your body at will, transcend the body? Who is it that can help you? Only the Masters. Then he prays to God, oh God, send us Masters, you see, who will just enable us to leave the body at will, transcend the body. So highest aim of life, one man's life, is to know oneself and to know God, who we are, what we are. We are now as we now, see, we are only bodies, you see. We cannot differentiate ourselves with all of our human attainments, intellectual attainments, knowing all scriptures, you see, even by heart. That only creates us the interest, I tell you, just as I told you, Buddha. I saw thee even before me, just as Buddha saw with his own eyes, that even passing before him an old man's case and a dead body going and a dying man. I had the similar experience before, but I could not analyze myself to see who is that leaving the body has left the body, and that is with me. Can we? If we can do it, well and good, that's a good thing. But if we cannot, then that's the most important thing concerning ourselves, that is to be solved first of all. First, seek ye the kingdom of God, you see. That is within you. Most important as compared with all other pursuits in life. But unfortunately, we have laid this the last of all, no time for that. After all, we have to leave the body, the time will come, we will have to leave the body. We have not solved this mystery for ourselves. We have not taken somebody who was competent to even guide within, then we are no We simply shed 2 tears and pass away, that's all.
Tukde tukde, jor jugat se.
Now Kabir say, have you ever considered what is your this cloth you are wearing, cloth of the body you are wearing? It is just like little bones knit together, smaller bones knit together, and with a covering of skin over it, and that is all that. And you have to shake up, leave up this outer covering sometime. What is it after? It is dust, and then to dust it shall return. The knit of small bones, so many bones knit together, and with a covering of skin over it. Is it not that? Are you that? That is, you are wearing on this cloth, you see, knit, consisting of bones knit together with a skin covering over that. That is all you have to leave. This is growing all day by day, will worn out, you see, will tear out of itself. Maharaj is so much proud of that. You are not this much, you are something else that is wearing on. Just you see how clear cut way Kabir puts this whole show, who we are, what we are. And this we have to shake off. Have you ever considered what is this made of? Just consider calmly over the matter and see what you are. You are not this body, you see, you are wearing on, you have to leave this someday. You should have kept it clean from outside and inside, you see. You are simply putting more filth over that. How about of these sensuous enjoyments, of attachments, of covetousness, with lust, with the fire of anger, you are burning it. You should have kept clean and neat, because that you were wearing on, but you have not cared for it. Instead of keeping it clean, you are simply defiling it. And that defilement, you see, this is temple of God after all, and those who defile it, what will their fate? God will destroy them. This is what the Bible says. You see? If it is all, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. We had to kept it all clean, neat. Outer cleanliness is set next to godliness, but inner cleanliness still more. Every thought, you see, out of the abundance of heart a man speaks. It is not that goes in the body that defiles a man, but that comes out of the heart. So you see, all this wickedness, fornications, adulteries, all lust, this and that thing, all come out of your heart. That is it which defiles the body, you see. This is the body of man, the temple of God, you're defiling it. Well, Bible says that God will destroy, surely, the quicker possible. So he says, instead of keeping it clean and tidy, you see, you're simply besmearing it with filth more and more from day to day. And Guru Nanak puts it in some other way. The same thing he wants to express. What does he say? He says a soul wearing on such a filthy cloth of body, you see, which is spotted with filth here, there, with sensuous enjoyments, etc., with the filth of five passions, do you think such a soul can ever reach God or see God and go in his lap? Never. He must be clean. Cleanliness, pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It's all every saint has said like that, you see. Guru Nanak at another place says, look here, if you have to just take the name of God, just make your heart pure first and then take the name of God, utter with the mouth, only when your heart is pure. So Kabir said, you are now here for this cloth you are wearing, which is made up of small bones knit together with the skin covering all that. Should have made it more clean, tidy, but instead of that you are putting more wealth over it. As a man you had to do something else, you are doing something else. Yes. To wash away anything, two things are required. First water, then soap. Well, you could have used the water of sitting nearby a master. The water of life you had to have from the master. Such a water that will just satisfy all your curse will leave you once for all. You will have a well inside you which will spring out, you see, giving you everlasting life. That water you had to use in the company of the saints. And by the divine link of Naam or word within you, that could have done the work of a soul. That is only contacted when you transcend the body. And all these filth comes through the apertures in the body, outgoing faculties only. You transcend the body, outgoing faculty, only then you can have the divine link within. Two things were required for your cleaning inside. You had put in time for neither. Neither you had the company of any two masters, nor you said that their master did not go up and had the divine contact within. That is why this has been. Body of yours which you are wearing on is simply kept filthy and untidy. Had you sat at the feet of some master, he would have told you, you are not the body. You can't come about that. All these passions assail you through the outgoing faculties. When you transcend them, you get higher bliss within. Naturally, outward attachments, outward sensuous enjoyments, that bliss outside which you get, that will leave you because you are getting something still higher. So these two things we have not used, Kabir says. That would have kept you clean outside and inside. That was the only way of cleaning your body and then to meet God, but you have not done that way. Yes. That each of one of you has been wearing on this body up to this, for the past some 20 years, some 30 years, some 50 years. But you have never considered over it, what is all this, you see? Have you ever thought over it? So long as you are leading this life, mind that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You have to transcend it. Only then you can see it. So long as you are working at this pole, you do not have to transcend, you cannot see the kingdom of God within you. He says, so long as you have been in this body, you have been wearing on this cloth of the body over you, and you have never cared for what it is after, you have never, even your drawn this fact has drawn your attention, never. And it is a hard fact like that. We have to wearing on this body, we have to leave it. It is only made up of small bones with a knit together and with the skin covering all that. You are not that. Can I look your rest, you shall take your heart. Definitely, this body is not yours. You have to leave the body. This is a definite thing. No exception to the rule. Just take it to your heart. This is a hard fact. You have to leave the body somewhere. Have that thing in you, your whole life will change. You do something, and what time you have to leave the body, nobody knows. So we should be prepared as early as possible. We should not go to sleep. On Sunday start, you remember, he says, well, don't leave off till tomorrow, Swamiji said. Because nobody knows what will happen tomorrow. He said, do today. Then again he said, no, not today. Because what God knows what it happened between this time and the midnight. So do the earliest possible hour. So solve this mystery for yourself, who you are, what you are. Take it home, you see. This is the most important thing. Effectively, your very self, you see, and we have not cared for it so far. We have never considered this body is wearing out, growing old. We have to leave somebody. Who knows what all of us will reach old age. We may be cut off in the middle. Nobody knows. So we must be prepared as soon as possible. Now Kabir at the end says, look here, this body you are wearing on is growing old, and this will tear it off, you will tear it off. So make the best use of it. Before it is taken away from you, you make the best use out of it. This is just like said, there is one, what say, very precious thing. He had touchstone or something like that. Some master gave it to somebody. We look here, make the best use of it. The effect of that touchstone was whenever that would be touched with the iron, that would have made it so gold, all gold. He went out to the city and asked, what is the rate of iron these days? He said, it is 5 rupees a man, do you see? $5 a man. Well, it is dear, you see. Then he came away, then after 2, 3 days, 5 days, again he went out there. He asked, what is the rate nowadays? You see, he said, it has gone up to $12 a mark. Again he said, it is growing dear. Then he came back, you see. He did not know, but having 1 mark of iron touched by that particular stone could have given a mark of gold instead. He did not care that way. He said, oh, iron is growing, you see, dear. And this time, by so doing, the time did come when the man came back and took that stone from him. This just like something, you see, we got the body of a man, the highest creation in life, in all creation, highest rung, and our turn was to meet God, to see God, to know ourselves, who we are, what we are. But we have been engaging ourselves in the outer thing. No time for higher things. So this is what Kabir said. Look here, once this body of man passes out of your hands, you will know. You could have made the best use of out of it. So all these 4 hymns that I laid before you, this is just to show the true value of life where in knowing one yourself. And then knowing ourself. This you could do only in the life as a man, which you have got now. So make the best use of it. Wherever you stand, you are blessed. But if you are not turned that way to knowing yourself, who you are, what is this body you are wearing on, you have to leave it up. How to leave it at will? How to know yourself, how to know the beyond, come in contact with God, see reality face to face. Well, if you have not done it, well, you have lost your man's life. Outer possessions, our life does not consist in having outer possessions only. We have to make the best use of these outer things for the sake of knowing oneself, having that thing. That's the most highest aim in life of a man, you see, wherever you stand. If you solve that thing, you are fortunate, you have made the best use of your life as a man, and if you are just engaged in all life of the senses, I say, then body must end someday. We will have to leave the body. and we lose the golden chance given to us by Creator. So we have come to the conclusion that our outer man is not the end all, but the inner man we have to know, and to know ourselves and to know God is the highest aim, are the true value of life a man can have, you see. Irrespective of the fact whether you belong to East or West, or one social religion or the other, remain where you are, but give unto God that is God's. This is what I have learned at the feet of my Master. I have love for all social bodies. All masters who came in the past, they did teach that much science. And they are valuable treasures of experiences which they had with themselves and God are with us. By reading them, we create an interest for this higher life, and having had that experience ourselves, that is the aim of our life. Our forefathers were kings, that's all right. What is it to you? Excuse me if I say so. My father was a king, I have no even one loaf of bread to eat. That's what is it to me? Of course, I'm fortunate to be son of such a father who was wealthy. But unless I prove worthy, to whom Christ, you see, gave a parable, he gave to somebody 10 talents, the other 5 talents, some 20 talents, he went away, and when that master came back, he asked the man who had 20 talents, he had made 100 talents out of that. The other one, 5, who had, he had made 50. He was pleased. And the man who had 5, he didn't make out anything out of it. What was done? That 5 talents were even taken away from them and given to the others who had made the best use of them. Well, we have got the body of man. You see, fortunately, we have to do what we should do, you see. We should know ourselves and know God. This is the aim before us. This is the subject matter which we have dealt with today, and tomorrow we will know, because we are the indweller of the house, how we have forgotten that we are not the indweller of the house. We have become the outer bodies only. What led to that? That will be the subject of tomorrow. But I think we must start at 8.
Yes.
But we started at 8:30, that is why I get more time of you. You see, 20 minutes more. If I start at 8, I will try to finish at 10. So, excuse me for the little more time I have taken of you. Yes?
In response to quite a few inquiries about initiation.
Sir, look here, what is it to you? A wealthy man distributes his wealth. What is it to you? Tell me. And what did Christ say? He said, I have come for the sinners, not for the virtuous, you see. I have to bring them to repentance and return them to their true homes. This is what he meant. So Master do come for all, you see, irrespective. Those who are desirous, of course, who come up for them. So this is what little I have learned at his feet, you see, holy feet, and the people are deriving benefit by that, you see. All credit goes to him. I frankly admit, you see, because I see it is all his grace that is working. That's all I think.